What's up, guys? On today's episode of the Dutch Bros Podcast, we are talking about significance and how weird it is. But really, we're talking about all the six human needs as we continue in the six human needs significance. And, you know, this is the one that I think is the trickiest. And so I thought, why not have our squad of hoodlums back in to the studio? Because I guess, really, we haven't done this together in the studio yet. We've only done it on the streets of Green Pass.
Only on the streets.
But we're going to talk about significance. You seem to know a lot about it.
You seem to need lots of significance.
Can we talk, though, before we dive into significance about your tie, Mark? Mark Berry's wearing a tie, if you haven't seen it.
Well, you know, I had a need for significance. I wanted to look good. Really...
That's why I wear Birkenstocks, but go on.
Tie Tuesday is a thing we do out here in the studio. It was started by... Tyler John Dugan, and he is not wearing a tie today,
really?
So we are kind of mad. But Phil and Habey and Curly are repping, so
there we go.
It's my bros.
Well, you look handsome.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice. You've done your hair up all nice.
I
mean, I don't. It's you're sitting in between me and Shane, so it's not hard to look real good right now.
Come on, you guys make it way hard.
Well,
let's cut that out.
Can we say that? I'm gonna toss this. To the intern.
Yeah.
Shane.
Yo.
Tell me, what is significance for you? What does that mean exactly?
To feel.
Feelings? To feel?
To feel like you have the attention, I guess. Like you're making an impact in someone's
life.
Let's
just Google what significance is.
Let's see the quality
of being worthy of attention or importance.
And what are the six human needs off the top? Let's see here. You've got certainty. You've got
variety.
Growth,
contribution,
love and connection, and significance. If you can hit three of your significant markers, then like that becomes a habit. That becomes something that you're like you have to do it because it's just awesome.
Yeah.
So significance for sure ranks in my top three, and it can happen in a healthy way and a very unhealthy way too.
Sure.
You know, you can feel significance through like say you're a bully. Or something, mm-hmm. you know, when you're in high school or junior high or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, you feel significant because you feel power over that other person. But there's also healthy ways of feeling significant, too, I believe. Like, I love being my kid's dad. And I don't know, maybe this is unrelatable or not, but, like, that gives me a significance that is, like, I'm proud to be their dad. And also, it empowers me to want to be better at it, I guess. What are some healthy ways to have significance a big part of your life?
Now, my lady has not had her baby just yet. We're due in April, but I feel already like I'm going to have so much significance as a father. Just like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
Like, that kid is my everything. It's a big one for sure. I guess other healthy ways are if you're getting significance in like a mentorship role way,
yeah.
You're adding value to somebody else's life in one way or another. You're reciprocating that feeling of like, whoa, that's awesome. Like I'm pouring into this person. They're getting something out of it. In turn, that makes me feel good, and it makes me feel important and accepted.
It feels so like, hey, man, you're going to talk about significance. You're like, oh, I'm going to sound selfish or egotistical or whatever. But I feel like a lot of it is if you can make someone else feel significant. Dude, I love my significant other. Like, I love that Amber is mine and that I am hers, you know, and I love that that is like, there's ownership in it, you know? And that can come across also in a very unhealthy way. You're like,
I own him. Babe, make me dinner. I own
me,
you.
Man.
Man, unga.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why it was so hard to have somebody come and talk about significance.
I know. So before that, I wasn't really sure because that's such a broad subject to talk about.
Yeah.
So I did a little research. And for our significance, we all need to feel important, special, unique, or needed. You want to feel that connection with somebody. Because everybody wants to feel like they're wanted. I feel like it's human nature to like be there for somebody in a way like how you're saying, like a mentorship.
Yeah. Or even just listening to somebody.
Exactly.
Like let them talk.
Yeah.
As I interrupt you, sorry.
Just let them talk.
So pissed.
But so I feel like
really
it's just like, it's
time right now. This is my moment. You're messing up my significance. So anyways, Curly's significant moment. Curly had to come in and adjust things for Shane. Thanks, Curly. You're the best. You're the best. See, we're trying to make him feel special. Significance. Curly, I love your bow tie. It's different than all these other people and their regular ties.
Significance.
Significance.
Maybe like we should just go around always whenever it's something that is significant, be like, significance.
Significance.
Hey, oh, that's a great beanie.
Significance. Well, we learned from Hunter that when you whisper it, it has like more weight.
Yeah, it does. That's right.
Significance.
Significance.
Cool. But yeah, I mean, one thing though, I never believe somebody when they say, I don't care what other people think about me.
No. Totally.
Like you, yeah. It maybe it doesn't truly affect a lot of like who you are and what you do, but we all, we need like that acceptance and that approval. It's just,
it's weird.
It's real.
Yeah. I had it, you know, I experienced it yesterday.
Did you?
Big time. Yeah. I was like, hey, I said something, I said a joke to Dino. I was just being like kind of a jerk. And he was like, it's not cool, bro. And I was just like, what? And then all of a sudden I was like, well, dude,
you had to make it right. You had to make it right.
I didn't mean to wrong you. I didn't mean to say something bad. You were mean. And then he was just kind of, he was like, whatever, Brandon.
Whatever,
like,
dude.
Whatever, dude. Care about what other people
I forgot Dino's behind. Dino.
Yeah. Right here's now. Dino filming like he's a trooper. Like, okay. He's like, I'm still here,
you
man.
Know, you're out of we're focus good. Now, Brant, just for that one. You're out of focus. And I think some people have a tendency to care more than other people about it. But I think deep down, it affects people. Dude, please don't be robots out there.
No.
So I think that is one of the healthy ways of being significant is by being yourself and being you. And I think that's where it kind of has a play in a lot of areas because A, we want other people to feel good about themselves, but B, we really want to feel good.
Yeah.
And that's a significant thing. There's different levels of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, some people are like, I really want to, you know, earn this, or I really deserve this, or I want to feel as if I deserve it.
There's definitely a stepping stone from significance to entitlement.
Totally.
That's where it's kind of like, ooh, that's where it's a dangerous place. This guy, Joe Escalante, he's the bass player for this punk band called The Vandals. Uh-huh. And he made this comment that was like, if we were really cool, then we wouldn't get up on stage and play instruments in front of people. Because like, that's like, and it's like, you're clearly like, there's a need for significance. Yeah, like, right. I have to like get your approval while I rock out and I just hope that you like it, you know? It's interesting because, I've been in a lot of bands and stuff like that and playing one and it's a lot of fun. The creative writing process is an outlet and it's awesome.
Yeah.
But it is true. Like when you go play a show, you're like, I want you to like this. Like, and you're putting yourself out there. I like, please like me. Yeah. Please approve of me.
Well, that also ties into just being a barista too.
Like, totally.
We were all once, you know, customers. I'm pretty sure everybody here like go through a stand. Like if you go enough, people are going to start remembering your drink.
Yeah.
So then you start feeling like, wow, like I'm a significant person where I go in and they instantly have my drink. I don't have to tell the runner or anything what I want. They just know it when I get to the window. So it feels good for them to know, like, they actually care.
Right.
And I feel like being significant is, like, you actually, like, feel good to be cared about.
Yeah.
And same with the baristas, too, who are making the drink. Like, I know it, so I'm going to make it the best I can because I want them to love it.
You can kind of find your people, essentially. You know what I mean? The people that share the same values that you have or on the same page as you, you know, because it kind of clicks on this, like, we're in the same boat on that, in that aspect. Like, that's one of the reasons I love going to Comic-Cons in a weird way. Like, I love going somewhere where you don't have to strive for significance. Yeah. It's just there. When I go to a Comic-Con, it's like, I don't have to, like, dress any different or act any different, even though a lot of people are out there, like, we're
dressed
doing
up.
Cosplay and, like, just being crazy, which is part of what I love about it, because you walk around and you're like, dude, there's some amazing costumes that are made, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Slave Leia. Oh, my gosh! No, I'm just kidding.
Hey.
No, but, like, literally, people are walking around, like, in these Optimus Prime costumes that they've made, and you're like, holy smokes. I've seen it where they actually are this Transformer and they like boop, boop, and they can box themselves into their thing. You're like, no freaking way, someone made that.
Comics, bro.
Talking about comic stuff.
They're significant to you.
It's like you and your band. Like, I'm like, well, I'm on stage at a Comic Con. Not really, actually. I'm part of the Comic Con band.
But you have the knowledge and the appreciation to where, like, your voice is an authority.
Tell me more. I love this. Yeah. Tell me. Yeah. Significant.
You are so significant at Comic Con.
Hey.
Significance.
What is it for you, Shane, that kind of makes you feel that significance? Was it basketball? Because I know you're a state champion.
I was.
On a rock at the All Sports Park. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to go get inspired, go to the state championship rock.
Wow.
It's a real thing, dude.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, next
I
mean, time
I,
you're
I,
there.
Obviously, I know you ball. I've seen your three. It's butter.
Just to knock your significance down to reality again, I've been on your team and been like, what's, I thought you were a state champion. Then I've been on your team where it's like, he's a state champion.
Most of the people I play with, I've played with like my whole life. Yeah. So it's just like, they know how good I can be and how bad I can be. And that's a part of being significant, is like the knowing of things. But.
What's up, rookie?
Wow. No, that was Taylor. She's watching something. Hey, can you mute that on your computer, please, Taylor? Sorry about that.
Being with the same people that share the same ideas, just like you with Comic-Con and everything, like I can easily sit down with some random person I don't know and talk about how the Blazers are doing like this season. Now it's just like, it's like into work. Mm-hmm. Being a barista downtown, where you but you're connected to all these different stands when people come through. You ever talk to somebody from like out of state Dutch Bros, where like they talk about regulars and like, oh, well, I have this story about one of these regulars or this crazy experience. So it's like it all ties in. Like we all have our own significant person that we can talk about, and it all ties into this just one giant subject of like we all share the same experiences.
It doesn't come across either though of this like negative thing where like, oh, you have to tell your story now. Yeah. Oh, okay, it kind of unifies you guys as you know what I'm saying? Like I can also understand it because I've also lived that. I've done that.
Yeah. They can understand it better because they've also experienced those same situations.
Yeah.
The power of being able to relate to somebody is like massive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a game changer, especially like in the stand.
Yeah.
I mean like guy rolls up that maybe you haven't served before, but but you see he's got like the Blazer bumper sticker or something. It's just like, dude, did you see Dame last night drop 30 or whatever? All of a sudden, he's like, I like this guy.
Yeah.
Boom.
Which kind of ties into, in a weird way, love and connection, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's interesting. So you go through, this is the thing, like, with, like, any kind of habit that you may have, whether it's smoking a cigarette, maybe smoking a vape, because that's what is more...
It's healthier.
It's healthier.
The healthier.
And kind of more fun. I mean, if you think about it, because... Sorry, I don't know. Yeah. Kids, don't
puff
do
big
it.
Clouds or
don't
something.
Vape, guys. Don't
well, it is gluten free.
Even even our studio vapor is saying, "Do not vape." It's a habit. Would you say Dino is a habit? Is that all right that I said it's Dino? Dino's my vapor.
I like to think of it as like a hobby, but yeah.
Totally. But the reason why is because it hits a multiple needs of yours. It's different levels always. You know, some people don't like contribution's not my bag at all, and I do it because I'm also like I'm a human. I'm a member of society, so I contribute. But like, if you can hit three of them, that's when it can really get you. You know what I mean? And like with vaping, there is a community in it. You know what I'm saying? There's community. So you're getting this love and connection for people that are like-minded. Mm. Then you also are getting variety because you're doing so kinds of like different...
Yeah.
Like,
Well, and it's giving you significance too because like you've got like...
You're the one that's doing it, man. Yeah. Like, dude, can you see what I can do? But then you can also have the same thing with like, oh, you go to a youth group or you go to church. You're going to feel love and connection there. You're going to feel that unity. You're going to have... a variety of messages, a variety of interactions with people. Maybe you'll feel growth. When you have these things that you find, they're like, this is my habit. It's because it's hitting these human needs. In a lot of cases, significance is one of those things it hits.
Yeah.
Guys, I mean, you know, you may not feel it. You may not see it, but someone's already said to me, hey, Brant, you look really good. It's a normal thing. It's Tuesday, right?
And then they picked up their check.
But when... you know, when you are starting to work out and people notice that, you're like, oh, and it makes it feel even better. So you have the tendency to work out more. That's why these diets that are like, you know, lose a lot of weight really fast. Yeah. It's like you get these comments, man, everybody's like noticing this drastic change. Once those comments start to stop kind of slowing down, You feel like I've arrived.
Yeah.
And you fades away.
And on the flip side, it makes you feel worse when
your
wife and Taylor are looking at your Facebook from 2 years ago. I'm like, man, you used to look so good.
Wow. Right.
I was tripping on this because I wanted to bring it back to this point. When you think about, oh, significance, I don't need significance. All you got to do is think about the opposite. Think about insignificance. Mm-hmm, and then like when you think about that word, you think like I don't matter.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, you really want to be insignificant. You want to feel like that.
Right.
And, you know, I know they were just trying to motivate me, but I was like, wow, I'm so insignificant right now. I was so worthy 2 years ago when I actually was in shape.
Gosh, let's get back in shape, dude.
Amen.
Let's feel significant.
You know, I
saw Shane sweating it out at the gym.
Yeah.
Good man.
Tony Robbins He talked about significance, and he's like, spending a lot of money can make you feel significant, totally. And so can spending very little.
Mm-hmm.
We all know people who constantly brag about their bargains or feel special because they heat their homes with cow manure and sunlight.
People are heating their homes with poop?
Yeah.
Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins doesn't do that.
The man's magic.
He does have a cold water dipping pool that he goes into every day. This is a challenge for you. You go hot. And then you, at the very last thing you do is just go blast it on cold. Actually, for you too, Dino, okay? This will be good. First off, when you do it, you're in there and you're like, I can't help but deflect.
Yeah.
And you're like, argh! And so you feel like a man already. You're like, or a woman. Sorry, I get it, Taylor. Okay.
Chill out.
You feel like mighty. You feel like Wonder Woman or Superman. Take your choice. If you're a Batman guy, I also agree with you because he's like normal. He doesn't have these superpowers. He's just a
super smart dude.
Billionaire. That's a superpower in itself. Flexes you out and it's really good for your circulation. I don't know. That's just what I heard. Anyways, no. Significance.
Significance.
So wait, people are heating their houses with poop.
Well, yeah, in a way though, but
in a way. What do you mean?
Yeah,
what
do you way,
do? How do you do this?
We gotta. Yeah, that might have to be a whole.
You know what? That's another physical challenge. I want you to heat your house with poop from now on.
Oh man.
So I guess the real message, if you're tuning in and you're listening to this whole talk about significance, is listen. No matter what you are and where you're at, there is something that makes you feel significant.
Yeah.
And it could be good, and it could be bad. So doing a check of going, what is it that makes me feel unique? What does it makes me feel this special, and is it healthy? What are those one donuts? Is it apple fritter?
Those are
unreal, especially when you put them in a microwave with butter.
Yeah,
that makes you feel super significant.
You're
dude.
Like, man, I am eating like a king right now.
It's not healthy for
We're
you.
We're trying to lose weight. We're trying to lose weight.
Guys, after this, let's go get some
significance. I get my significance from my fat belly.
That's something
I know
do,
I'm eating
man.
Good.
Rest in peace, Chris Farley.
I know that guy too soon. I love him.
No, but you know that is. And like, dude, the guy that was on Man versus Food.
Yeah.
What's that dude's name? I forget.
Adam Rickman. Adam Richman.
He had to stop because it was like, dude, it made him a star.
Yeah.
And it was awesome, but it also was killing him, dude.
Yeah.
So you got to step away from
it. Out of control.
But I mean, what a awesome season that was where you got to eat some amazing food.
5-pound burrito. You got 20 minutes.
Bring it on. Bring it
it's
on.
It's like having a seizure. Like, you just got one more bite. Everyone's
one more
cheering
bite.
Him
do
on.
It.
He's all sweating.
He's dying.
Significance. But I gotta admit, man, I loved that show. It was so impressive. Exactly. Like, how do you do that?
Eat a food, dude.
Just dipping
and they put like plaques on the wall and stuff. I mean, these guys are heroes. Yeah.
Isn't that how a lot of things can be? Where it starts off great.
Yeah.
But what is it? I think it was in The Dark Knight. It's like, you don't want to be the hero long enough to become the villain.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan's significance. It's great director. We're talking about it a little bit ago. What I really like about the 6 human needs, it does make you assess kind of your decisions in life.
Right.
Yeah. And it's like, why am I doing this?
Totally.
It's a good thing to just learn about yourself, really.
Yeah. Chickity check yourself. You know, say you're in this amazing relationship, you've been married for 15 years, and just if you all of a sudden now love and connection is so massive, you can drown the other person.
Yeah.
You know, when it's like what they really needed was you to be well rounded with that and certainty and, you know, a variety as well. You know, I think that that's an interesting thing in relationships is when those three are the same for each of you, you have a tendency to probably to get in the bad habits together, you know? Mm-hmm. And so
or good habits.
Or great habits, you know? Yeah. Right. No doubt. No doubt about it. A lot of times when you find yourself kind of wanting more is maybe because significance is your number one and it shouldn't be. You can just small tweak it.
Mm-hmm.
You may find that it's like, oh man, the sweet spot. You were like, I was putting certainty in my number one, and then I had variety in number two, and then growth in three.
Mm.
You may find that, oh, well, guess what? Like, the growth is going to actually feed the variety, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Those the combination of the things will kind of change. So if I was to ask you, what are your top three right now?
Love and connection was one. And then it was variety and contribution, I believe.
I never really
thought about it.
So I was
if
like,
you had
yeah,
to
I was
go
just,
off
I was just looking And I was like, well, how
you're all, what does Brad Pitt say his are? That's where I'll
whatever Brad Pitt says.
Yes.
I'd probably say growth, contribution, and love and connection.
Interesting. Yeah. That's
cool. But you know, it's probably it significant changes. Sometimes
yeah.
too.
Yeah. If you just stick with the same ones, you're not really focused on anything else.
Right.
And then if you're too focusing on something else, well, you're going to skip on even growing.
Well, there's two, I think, a season where growth is a lot less, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. like sometimes, you know, there's moments where I'm like, I don't care for my growth. I care for her growth or his growth. Or,
It's the time to then contribute to somebody else with their growth. I mentioned this to a few of these guys a while back, but I was having like a significance issue a few months ago with just kind of bringing all the new team members in here. Because now I was having to delegate a lot of stuff that I used to do.
Right. Yeah.
And then I was like tripping like the first month or so. It was kind of like, what do I do here? Like, what's what am I doing now? And like now that's kind of worked itself out and I'm stoked to like have everybody to like be like, hey, you want to work on this? And they're like, yeah. And I'll dive into other things. But it was like a problem for me. I was like, dude, what's my value here? What's my purpose?
Yeah, what got you out of that kind of funk?
I mean, ultimately it was just kind of, it was a little bit of time and understanding. You know, I'll give Phil some love this time. He gets thrown under the bus a lot. But, you know, he had some talks with him because it's like, am I still adding value with this? And it was just kind of like, well, yeah, like we're going to get to focus on more of this.
Yeah. And, that reflection time and then input and then kind of having that kind of, you know, advice from
now I'm people great that at it. You. I'm like, yeah, you do that. You do like, that. Yeah,
I'll be on the couch sleeping. You guys have fun.
I'm going to take a quick five.
Significant. One of the things I think that has really made you quite significant too, you know, not to toot your own horn, but you've really taken up a knack at cross country skiing. just talented at it. It's a great workout.
I snowboard more, but
is it a thing a lot of people do in Bend? Is that how it is?
I did grow up in Bend and it's very popular there.
Yeah. So just naturally, you're just kind of.
Yeah,
he's unreal at it. Yeah, he's a great coach. But I think he just really is. He works it pretty hard when he's doing it. You know what I mean? So,
you know, you got to stay fit somehow.
Got to stay fit.
Brett, what are your three top ones?
My three top at the moment right now. I'm not going to go off of a test that I took a month ago. Mark cheater.
Oh, wow.
Significance is number one. I want to feel more important than everyone else. I think that. Growth always is amongst the top. It kind of, it's in my top three always because I want to continue to always grow and stuff. So I don't know if I put them in any special order, but it would probably be growth. Love and connection is just a huge thing for me. And honestly, right now I'm in a season where contribution is really big for me because I want to pour out so that I can grow more.
Yeah.
And so, but I feel like that they're kind of always there. I do have these, you know, times where significance is a huge bit of it. I love to hear my own voice. I love to, you know what I'm saying? I really do, you know? Yeah. I'm not trying to like hide from it or dodge it. I love to talk. I love to be vocal. I love all those things. And so it can become a unhealthy thing. I like to watch it so that I can counter it. I need to put it back in its place for where my life is that flows the way I want it to. When significance takes the top spot for me, it is good for a little bit and then it goes downhill a lot, you know? And like, I mean, it becomes about me and not my kids and, you know, and it's just a battle.
Well, I think we should, all three of us, take that test again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we'll probably find that those are our three. Google and the way the test does score it, it does. Like after you do all the questions and stuff, it basically tells you like, okay, you have this much at this one, this much at that one, this much at that one. So take the test, guys.
Test yourself.
Cool inner reflection thing.
Yeah. And you know, and like I said, we wanted to talk with us about significance because it can be perceived as a negative and I think it isn't. I think it's a positive. I think being insignificant is just a lot worse. So I don't know. You guys got anything else to say?
I want to challenge people to just not make themselves feel significant, but make others feel significant.
Amen. He's already growing. Yeah, I can tell growth is a big one.
Take the time to, like, if say, like, for fellow baristas out there, take the time to actually pour into your customers, not just to know what their drink or name is or what they're doing that day, but know about their life, know about their kids. Like, that's like when they go to a different stand, like, they didn't know what I wanted, they screwed it up.
And then like, that's yeah,
that
here.
That downtown. Those eight.
Okay. No, it may have been the first stand, but it's last in my heart.
I would also though say with that, not just for customers, but for your coworkers too. Yeah. It's important to like make them feel great.
Yeah, because in a way, your coworkers is like a second family.
Yeah, I think that's good.
All right. Well,
it feels good.
All right, guys. Yeah. Hey, you know what? And stay significant. It's all right. Yeah. Be you. Mm. Be unique. You're special.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So special.
Significance.
Seriously, though, we do love you guys. And you are special. It doesn't matter. Everybody's different, and we appreciate that. That's why life is so dope.
Love you.
No two snowflakes are the same. Sorry, that was
weird. Oh, man, deep.
I love you.